Hi, this is Bill Wills.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
Thanks for checking out Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. We're around daily, 5 to 9. News, sports, traffic and weather on the 10s. Mike, a lot of going on, right?
Yeah, there always is. And we've got the latest in sports. Of course, what's going on with the Tribe, what may be happening with the Cavs and the Browns. And then, of course, we have the news and we get you around town with traffic on the 10s.
Be sure to follow us here on the podcast and get the episode each and every day. And join us if you can on Twitter. I'm Bill Wills at WTAM 1100.
And I'm at Snyder 1100.
Today's Wills and Snyder in Cleveland's Morning News.
Glad to have you with us.
But you had like Fat Tuesday music in here this morning.
Oh, Mardi Gras? Oh, yeah. Well, there is really no Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it is Fat Tuesday. Right. Yeah, but if you're not, you know, the COVID and all that, I mean, come on. I mean, everything just, Moss just cancel everything for this year. Just cancel it all. My gosh.
Oh, are we going to get a punchki today?
Yeah, oh, well, hopefully.
Get a punchki.
Well, you know, the Reve brothers, if they come by, I mean, you know, okay. I don't want them to chance it with
right,
Stan's
Bakery.
Be careful.
Be careful. Shout out to Stan's and all the bakeries doing the extra work on the punchkis for us. Cleveland's Morning News is Bill Wills. Scott Scooter, East producer extraordinaire, alongside quickly trending Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsandsnyder.com. Lindsey Graham says, let's go after Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
huh?
He says that he told Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday, that if 2 years, if they win, GOP wins the House, here's what's going down.
We've opened Pandora's box to future presidents, and if you use this model, I don't know how Kamala Harris doesn't get impeached if the Republicans take over the House, because she actually bailed out rioters, and one of the rioters went back to the streets and broke somebody's head open. So we've opened Pandora's box here, and I'm sad for the country.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yes.
See that and more, Wills and Snyder Facebook, willsandsnyder.com. Your drive-in?
Oh, it not bad. It just
Parma over to Independence.
Yeah, and
how do you come in?
I come through Parma Heights, Seven Hills.
Okay.
Coming through this way,
a lot of side streets.
Yeah, and you know what it was? It was just basically matted down snow.
Yeah.
That was made the road. Instead of concrete, you had a snow road.
Thankfully, the snow's moving out quickly. That's
yes.
That's going to help this morning.
Yeah, and you know what? It was drivable. It was, you know, with a lot of the snow that we had, Bill, it was drivable on top, but they're plowing now, so
yeah. Things
are looking
good.
Shout
out to all the crews working hard this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
And ladies. You better believe it. All right, thanks, pal.
You're welcome.
515 Sports, Al Pawlowski in for Mike Snyder from the Union Home Mortgage Sports Desk. Cavs are just, I mean, it was a horrible road trip, huh?
Yeah, Bill, it wasn't good at all, even though they got 23 last night from Colin Sexton. The Cavaliers continue to struggle. In fact, they dropped their eighth straight in San Francisco last night / earlier this morning to the Golden State Warriors. The final score, 129-98.
Scoot can't play the cut. Keep going.
Steph Curry led the way for the Warriors with 36 points. Draymond Green had 16 points. As I said, the Cavs were led by Colin Sexton with 23. Jetty Osmond had 17 points, 10 boards. Jared Allen, 13 points, 14 rebounds for the double-doubles. So, this month, the Cavaliers have only won one game. That came back on February 1st. They've lost 8 since then. They have the worst offense, averaging just under 104 points per game. They're slated to host the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I say slated because the Spurs may not have enough players to play a game due to COVID-19. If that game is postponed, then they won't play again until Sunday. Well, the Cavaliers aren't only dealing with an 8-game losing streak, they're also trying to trade their star center, Andre Drummond. The Cavs and Drummond, according to multiple reports, decided this past weekend that he'll sit out until they find a trade partner. They don't want him getting hurt. Drummond is averaging 17.5 points per game, 13.5 rebounds. Tops on their list for potential suitors are probably Toronto and Boston, though I'd say 7 or 8 teams are in the running for his services. Also, according to multiple sources, as we switch to baseball, the Indians have added another quality arm to their bullpen. 35-year-old Blake Parker has 8 major league seasons under his belt with 6 different teams, including most recently the Philadelphia Phillies. Over the last couple of campaigns in Philadelphia, the right-hander went 3-0 with a 2.81 ERA. He averaged 14 strikeouts per 9 innings. He has had experience closing, too, with the Angels in 2018. He picked up 18 saves. He'll sign a minor league deal with the chance to earn up to $2.5 million in incentives with the big club. Pitchers and catchers, by the way, do report tomorrow for spring training in Goodyear, Arizona. That's great to hear. First full squad workout set for the 22nd, and the first spring training game is Sunday the 28th against the Cincinnati Reds. Well, the Super Bowl was a little bit over a week ago, closing out the 2020 NFL season with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers the champs. And yesterday, the NFL Hall of Fame announced the opponents for the upcoming matchup for the 2021 Hall of Fame game, Pittsburgh and Dallas. Sound familiar? Well, the two teams were supposed to square off last year in 2020, but it was canceled due to the coronavirus. So they'll square off this year, at least they're slated to, on August 5th. On the home of the Indians and Cavaliers, I'm Al Pawlowski, WTAM.
More in-depth on this winter weather, bringing our national correspondent Rory O'Neill. You know, here in Ohio, we've gotten hit, but we're not alone. I mean, what, about 70% of the country's been affected by this storm, Rory?
Just incredible. The storm is knocking out power, even water in some places. Abilene, Texas has no power. The water system got knocked out because of the power outages, and the three water treatment plants in the city had to be shut down, and it's 0 degrees. In Kansas, the governor warning of rolling blackouts, urging residents to conserve power. Turn the thermostat no higher than 65 degrees. It's -9 in Wichita this morning. And problems in Austin, Texas. The power loss knocked out a freezer storing the COVID vaccine, so they had to scramble to administer 8,000 doses. It's going to be at least another day of this. Another line of storms is also coming through the Midwest, bringing more ice to the area. And you know, that's the dangerous stuff.
A little more on Texas, Rory. From what I understand, the concern with the ice and power outages, they're all on this same grid. So you look at Texas up through Oklahoma, Kansas, and they're really concerned about literally keeping the lights on, right?
Right, and it's simply a lack of supply. Like, these transmission lines are working for the most part, but there is just not enough electricity being generated to meet all the demand. Everyone is just cranking up the heat, and that's just too much of a draw on the system. They're saying don't run the dishwasher, don't use your laundry, cover your windows, block any air gaps. You know, people should be using fireplaces when they can and use them carefully, but they are saying, look, this is going to be a tough 72 hours, so conserve.
They call it the ERC, Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ordering rolling blackouts. It began at 1:30 on Monday, also shutting down some of the oil operations refineries in Texas as well. That's got some concern on gas supplies short term. And Rory, as this thing continues to move, I guess there's another system like Thursday, Friday as well we got to look at.
Right, and they're forecasting more ice again, which is, as you know, the dangerous part of all this, and these cold temperatures. Some of the temperatures perhaps in Texas getting back above the freezing mark by Friday.
All right, Rory O'Neill on it this morning, and can't do anything about the weather, may as well talk about it. Rory, thanks much. NOAA tells us that this cold snap goes back to the records of 1899 and 1905 in some parts of the country. About 170 million people currently are under some sort of a weather advisory. We've got a winter storm warning for us until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. By the way, the city of Cleveland continues to contend with the effects of the snow. There is a snow emergency parking ban in the city of Cleveland, stopping standing parking vehicles, restricted, prohibited, of course, on city streets, posted with those red and white signs. So be aware that affects you. All right, 525 News Radio, WTAM 11. COVID, did you see, sadly, in Ohio, the death toll for December? We had to add like 2,000 people.
Right, and 650 the day before.
I mean, that's sad. As far as going back and looking at the death certificates and doing the actual count. So that was the bad news.
Right.
There is some good news trending. Some states are dropping some of the face masks. I saw Iowa, one of those states. So there's a couple of pockets of good news, at least.
No, nobody complained about wearing a mask today.
No, not at all. President Biden will be heading to Milwaukee to talk about COVID, the new normal, too. We'll talk about that.
Today, we're living through another long, dark winter in our nation's history. Combating the deadly virus, joblessness, hunger, racial injustice, violent extremism, hopelessness, and despair. But I know we'll get through this. I know better days are ahead.
That from the produced bit from the White House yesterday. He's heading to Milwaukee for a town hall meeting tonight.
And now, 5 good minutes.
The New Normal is the book. Dr. Jennifer Ashton, kind enough to join me, ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent. I mean that sincerely. We thank you. I mean, you have worked some long hours. I've seen you on Good Morning America, seen you at night, ABC Radio. It's just been fascinating the last year, hasn't it?
Thank you. You know, that means a lot, and I hope that it has been helpful for people. But, yeah, the last year plus has been unlike anything that I've experienced in my career, in my life, just like all of us. And I realized in covering this story literally around the clock, 24/7 for ABC News and talking to the country's top experts that people needed a little more than sometimes we can offer them on radio or TV segments. So that's why I wrote The New Normal, and I hope it helps people learn how to think like a doctor so that we can navigate everything this virus throws at us.
We've been worried about everything over the last year. At one point, how are you going to get toilet paper? Then how do you get your grandma vaccinated? I have two grown adult children. I've said to them a couple of times early on, I hope we get through this, and I hope you never have to do this again. With that being said, you write about, really it comes down to accepting. We throw out these terms, the face mask, but emotionally getting through this, it's accepting what we have to do, right?
Yeah, it's accepting, but, you know, it starts with the psychology because, you know, in addition to what I do for ABC, I actually have real patients. And I look at the country as we go through this pandemic as one giant patient. And anyone who's ever been a patient knows that, you know, you have to connect the dots between your body and your mind. And if you don't address the spirit and the soul, you can't heal the physical aspects of things. So for me, it's about putting that together, you know, the social part, the spiritual and psychological part with the science, and, you know, understanding that there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot out of our control. But at the beginning and the end of the day, we can control how we act, how we think, and what we do. And really, that's kind of the backbone for my new book. And I've tried to live that myself because it's been a tough year for everyone.
One more minute here. We're starting to see events a second time being canceled or moved back because we're coming on the one-year anniversary for so many things. I keep thinking to myself, this ain't going anywhere. I mean, who knows how long it's going to take to get the quote-unquote herd immunity. And, I mean, this is going to be life for a while. And it's something to accept.
That's right. That's right. It is something to accept. And that's why I picked the title, The New Normal, because people start saying, well, when are we going back to normal? And we don't live life in reverse, right? As the saying goes, that's why the front windshield of a car is bigger than the rearview mirror, because we have to look where we're going and stop looking where we've been. I'm not that that's not important, because we learn lessons from the past, but you're right, the virus is not going anywhere. So in the book, I kind of outline just how we go back and move forward to the things that we need to do and want to do on a day-to-day basis.
All right, get you out of here on this final advice. It pretty much hasn't changed. I mean, washing the hands and just watching what you're doing?
I think now the name of the game is the masks and ventilation and distance until we can get more people vaccinated and we figure out what these variants are doing with respect to the vaccine. So the more airflow, the better, and keep those masks on for now.
Doctor, I know you got to run. Thank you for your time, your work. Follow her on Twitter, too, at Dr. J. Ashton. Always some good stuff. She's our ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent. The book all about the new normal, a roadmap to resilience in the pandemic era. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Before that, let's get some entertainment news in here with our Jason Nathanson. Jason?
Despite his N-word controversy, country singer Morgan Wallen still tops the chart. It's his album Dangerous, the double album, is number one again on the Billboard 200 album chart in the first full week tabulated by Billboard since the controversy broke. His streaming numbers dropped in the last week, but sales of the album were up 49%. Last week, Wallen issued a 5-minute video apology, urging fans not to defend him. Premiering tonight,
let me just take you back to when I was 10 years old living in Hawaii.
Young Rock is an NBC sitcom about Dwayne Johnson's early years, and Keenan,
gotta go to work. Can you do the dishes?
Oh, God, no.
Star Saturday Night Live's Keenan Thompson is a single dad, Don Johnson, co-star. More shifting for Mission Impossible, the 7th and 8th movies were supposed to be filmed back-to-back. Now Deadline says that won't happen. Mission Impossible 7 is due out in November of this year. And he's blinded by the birthday candles. The Weeknd is 31 today. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Coming up in 5, Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Some thoughts on what the Cavs should or should not do with Andre Drummond. We'll get to that coming up. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Last, Mike's got the morning off. Al Pawlowski's in. Were you a fan of The Weeknd, the Super Bowl halftime show? I haven't seen you since. What did you think of The Weeknd, guy?
I thought it was very okay, yeah, Bill. I think that's the best way to put it.
Very safe, just very okay. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know The Weeknd, but they do now, and he's 31, so Happy birthday.
Well, he's the same age as him. How about that?
There you go.
That's amazing.
Got that going for you. WTAM 1100. Dave and John Revay in studio with me. Over the years, they have been so kind to bring us in punchkies from Stan's Northfield Bakery. Good morning. How was the drive, first of all?
It was great. Huh? You know, we were out there digging out Scooter's car since it got plowed in.
Yeah, we got in early, and we parked.
Right. Yes.
And so then the snowplow guys did a great job, but we were already parked, so they had to push the snow around our cars. But that's okay. I mean, yes. These are small.
We might need a tow to get out.
We might need a tow. We'll yes. see. All right, but thanks for the punchkies, first of all, guys. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Where are
you're
they, though?
Welcome.
I don't see.
They're ensconced.
You gave them a scooter?
They're in Scooter's care.
Scooter's yeah. got that. I know.
Yes, the buttercream, the best ones.
I know how this works.
There's a box of dozen. There's eight left right now, so I'd get on that.
Yeah, I'll do the count. Don't worry. Stan's in Northfield, in there early this morning. They're on Old 8, right? They're
that's
early,
right.
early bacon, right? Right?
Just north of 82, that is correct. And they're open for business and ready for your punchkies.
Dave and John, you've been so kind over the years to bring these to us, and we thank you. Thank the whole crew at Stan's, too. They're always great. And they're up and open, and get there early and get them, right?
Right.
And the only
they're,
good
they're thing. Social absolutely. Distancing and powdered sugar, and they're tasty.
Everything's fine?
Yes. And they're glad that you enjoy them, too.
Well, we appreciate that a great deal. Now, have a safe trip back, okay?
Yes.
Okay. You're very kind to get in here this morning. Good to see you.
It's worth the trip.
Too, Bill.
And
yeah.
as soon as Scooter finds, maybe I'll get a punch. Yeah, I think they're under lock and key, though, right now.
Right. Yeah, he hasn't sold any of them yet. I think he was down the hall trying to sell a couple of them.
He's selling
yeah.
to Nolan, I think, down at Magic. Yeah. Guys, thanks so much. Have a safe drive home. Appreciate
thank
it.
You,
always
Mike.
Good
thank
seeing you.
You.
Be good. Fat Tuesday. And thanks to Stan's, Northfield Bakery. They're out there on Old Route 8 as they are open. They close at 3 today. And John and Dave Revay always kind of bring us the punchies. Guys, thank you so much. We appreciate it. 654 News Radio, WTAM 1100.
And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com joins us. Bill Wills, Al Pawlowski in for Mike Snyder this morning. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Wills. Once upon a time, I lived in Northfield, and that is a very good bakery.
Stan's is the best. They are nice people. Got the radio yes. on this morning, and we thank them. Now, Mike is sleeping in because another late night for our Cavs, another loss.
And they slept in.
Yeah, they did. 129 to a 98 loss. Let's get to this Drummond situation. You wrote an interesting story. It may not have been a good idea to get him in the first place, so don't compound the problem trying to get rid of him.
Right, I mean, it was a gamble when they brought him in because, there was, you know, basically, here's a guy averaging like 18 points and 15 rebounds, and Detroit had trouble trying to find a team to take him. The Cavs did, and for a while worked fine when he was center of the universe, not just the center of what was going on here. But the moment Jared Allen came in, you know, that took care of that. But the big question then is, all right, this guy with this expensive contract, how do you get rid of him? And you don't want to just keep taking bad contracts in return.
Terry, hey, it's Al. So the Cavaliers looked pretty good the first, 15, 20 games of the season. What's been happening here in the month of February?
Yeah. Well, if you really look at it, you could trace it to two things. Number one is when Jared Allen came in and suddenly Drummond realized, uh-oh, I'm a free agent at the end of the year. This guy's the center of the future. They don't love me anymore. Basically, that was it. Secondly, Larry Nance Jr. got hurt. And Nance, Larry is their best defensive player by far, an unselfish guy. They always talk about glue players. Well, he is that. And so you lost your guy that was really good at good team unity, team defense, and your big center suddenly felt, you know, what it would say, misplaced or on borrowed time. I mean, he showed up a few games ago wearing a hoodie that said farewell. I mean, you can't have that stuff.
Yeah, fair point. And a fair point, too, on Larry Nance. I think the Cavaliers are definitely missing him. Can they turn it around this year, or is this a team headed for the lottery once again?
Probably headed for the lottery. Now, to be, you know, a lot of the NBA is schedule-based. You know, they just had this five-game road trip, and I think their last 9 games have all been against teams with winning records. So that will dictate sometimes the result. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do once they get rid of Drummond. I mean, I have to admit, I like the idea when they got him in last year just because they gave up nothing for him, and it at least looked like the team was trying to do something because you reach a point where losing by 30 every night, as we just watched the last 2 weeks, it's just mind-numbing to the fans and the players and everything else.
Pitchers and catchers reporting this week. Get you out of here on the Tribe.
Yeah.
Blake Parker, 35-year-old righty, been around a while, could be a bullpen guy, need another bat. They're bringing Billy Hamilton into camp. So a little shopping here before the season.
Yes, they are the masters of the the Salvation Army rummage sale of baseball right before spring training opens. But, you know, they have found guys that have helped them over the years doing that. You know, Mike Freeman a couple years ago, or Tyler Clifford, a number of their relievers, those kind of guys. So they're good at that. And if we could make more fun of it if they had not signed Eddie Rosario or if they had not signed Cesar Hernandez. But those two guys, you know, those are legit players they did bring in. Now they're just trying to surround them. And just the thought of pitchers and catchers. By the way, just to make everybody envious, March 13th, I am going to Goodyear.
Oh, good for you. Send me some pictures.
I will.
All right, Terry, thanks, pal.
Take care, guys.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Terry Pluto. Pitchers and catchers reporting this week out in Arizona. It's in-depth on weather and ODOT. Let's start with our Matt Bruning in Columbus, speaks for ODOT throughout the state. Matt, good morning. Thanks for the time, first of all.
Happy to be here and happy to be on the big one.
I understand we have had some incidences with some ODOT trucks here in the last 24 hours. What's happened?
Yeah, we've had three of our plows struck. One of them was in Lorain County, the other two over in Western Ohio in Mercer and Dark counties, and that brings us to 9 in just the last couple of weeks. Compare that to 8 all of last winter, and certainly we're a little concerned about the fact that it seems like too many folks are not giving us the room we need to work, and they're driving a little faster than the conditions in some cases. So we just need people to pay attention. And that's why we've really been saying since the beginning of this, even before this, is if you could stay home for this storm, knowing it was going to be a high-impact storm, certainly that's going to go a long way to helping us get our job done.
The problem seems to be, then, you're frustrated, you're behind a truck, one of the ODOT trucks that are scraping and spreading the salt. You want to get around them and pass, and you get over in that lane, and they're just not room for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the safest places you can be is behind one of our plow trucks and a good distance behind that plow truck, because obviously, as you mentioned, they're putting down some salt, and we certainly want the salt to be on the road, not your windshield. So, you know, we want people to just take it easy. And I understand, you know, you want to get around, especially if you're driving a four-wheel drive and you feel comfortable and competent driving in snowy conditions. We're in Ohio. We should be able to drive in the snow. And our plow trucks are going slower than most traffic on the roadways. So I understand that frustration, but that's, you know, it's just one of those things where just a little bit of patience, and that's why we always also tell people if you have to travel, allow some extra time to get to your destination, because then you're not getting in a hurry. You've got plenty of time built in, and you don't have to rush.
Snowplow operators, trucks that we've got out from ODOT, Matt Bruning with us this morning from Columbus talking about statewide. And I mentioned statewide because this thing hit all over the state, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had a variety of conditions. What you're seeing in Cleveland was mostly a snow event, but if you go down to the south, down to Lawrence County, I've been watching some of our crews on our plow cameras that we have access to here internally at ODOT, and not only are they trying to get out on the roads to salt the roads to try to melt some of that ice, but they're out there with chainsaws cutting trees and limbs off of the roadways because, you know, all that ice was bringing down a lot of that debris on the roadways and closing the roads there. So it's been a multifaceted storm. You've got some sleet in between all of that, and it's just a mess across most of Ohio this morning.
I'll get you out of here in about 30, 40 seconds. I was in Virginia for a quick trip. Actually came back early because of this storm, but driving back Sunday night on 77, I could see the ODOT trucks in place and ready. So it helps when you know this thing's coming, and you do a better cleanup probably after it snows, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of people on social media that, you know, I haven't seen a snowplow all morning, so clearly you aren't out there, and that's not the case. Or they're out on snowy roads and say, well, you guys knew this was coming for several days, why didn't you prepare? That's also not the case. Sometimes Mother Nature is just going to win with the rate of snowfall that comes down. And so, yeah, I mean, we always know things are going to happen. We talk regularly with the National Weather Service, who are great partners with us, and we have a private weather vendor as well that we talk to. So preparation certainly is always part of the equation. but it's not going to make sure that you have bare pavement during the snow event and you can drive 70 on the interstate. So that's just not going to happen no matter how much preparation is done.
Matt, sometimes it's like the beer guy at the game. I mean, you can't, you know, when you need the beer guy, you don't see him. And when you don't need him, you see him. And the ODOT plows are there. They're around. We know. Sometimes you just don't see them. So they're doing,
absolutely,
they're doing a great job. We just got to give some patience. Watch carefully when you're around them. We don't need another accident involving one of these ODOT trucks. Matt Bruning in Columbus speaks for ODOT statewide. Great stuff as always. Thanks much, Matt.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care, pal. 726 News Radio, WTAM 1100. Give them plenty of morning. PlayStation 5, barely been out 3 months, and already it's inspired a class action lawsuit. A U.S. firm has filed a lawsuit claiming PS5 controller is defective and subject to drifting without any user input. They're inviting disgruntled PS5 owners. If you're one of them, Google it online. Get your name on the lawsuit. Might get some money out of this thing. The firm also has an ongoing lawsuit against Nintendo over the Switch controllers that they say have the same issue. There's 25,000 people who have complained about that.
And now, 5 Good Minutes.
On Tech Agent Derek Meister, the geek of the Geek Squad, with me this morning. Hi, Derek.
Morning, Bill.
The voice assistants are so popular. Amazon Echo, so many things they can do. Maybe you wake up in the morning and tell your Amazon Echo to turn on WTAM 1100. Listen to us right there through the iHeartRadio app. And a bunch of other things as well that that you want to tell us about too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, just like you said, they're really great for helping you get along with your day, from those important appointments, weather updates, even playing your favorite music. But sometimes you just really need a break, and a really great option is that your Amazon Echo can play games. A lot of people don't know this. Best part is that these games are generally free. And most of the games can actually even be played with multiple people at the same time. Great for families or friends or get-togethers.
Boy, we need stuff to do with this pandemic. So if you're really bored, you've watched everything Netflix offers, and you've got your Amazon Echo, so there are some games that you've come across and some popular ones that we could try as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And these are all audio, so great for while you're doing work around the house. Say you're in the kitchen cooking while you have that Amazon Echo doing countdowns while you're cooking food. You can just get into some of these games. Really easy to get started, too, for the most part. Most of them you just need to tell Alexa to play each of the different game titles, and there are a bunch of them out here. This is just a small selection of them. Great example, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Most of us have seen that TV show where you answer questions. And this, just like that, you start the game, it'll start with first grade questions and start working your way upwards. Again, the great thing is that it does allow you to do multiple people playing at the same time so they can take their turn.
Excellent. What else you got for us to check out?
A lot of people, miss getting out, and things like escape rooms are really popular right now. There's actually a perfect game for that. It's called literally Escape the Room. Again, you just tell Alexa to play the game. It allows you to go ahead and try to see if you can escape from a jail cell, office, chair, car, spaceship, so on and so forth. You're given these puzzles. You have to solve them. You know, you may have to inspect a circuit breaker, connect colored wires in a specific order, all that kind of stuff. Really just kind of a virtual version of those escape rooms that have been really popular. Again, great for, just like you said, days where you can't get out, especially days like today where you may not want to get out.
Agent,
that weather.
Agent Derek Meister, the geek of the Geek Squad, with me on a few games you can play on your Alexa. You sent me this list. There's a couple here I want to ask you about. Tell me about this song quiz. What's this thing?
Yeah, this is one, the good old popular Name That Tune. When you start it, you tell it what decade you like the 70s or 2000s. There's a couple other categories. It'll go ahead and play a fragment of a song, and you'll have to guess the artist and title. If you only know one of the two, you'll get about half the points. It'll go through about 6 songs total and then go into a bonus round. Great thing about this is that even if you are playing it by yourself, it'll actually automatically go and find an opponent online for you to play against. So, it's a great way for you to just into that, especially, if you want to keep up on the songs of your favorite decade.
Okay. And Deal or No Deal's another one?
Yeah, another one, Deal or No Deal, just like the game show where you go through trying to choose one case out of 22. go through the three rounds, trying to open the cases, just like the TV show. Another one is Jeopardy, just like, again, like the actual, where you're trying to, get the clues based off of the questions. Some of them get really tough, but again, these are just really great games to kind of keep you, occupied while you're at home.
Good stuff. So check them out. The Amazon, the Echo, Alexa, they've got all those sorts of different games you can play. And Agent Derek Meister, the geek of the Geek Squad, with a few of them you can check out. Good info. Derek, thanks much, pal.
Thank you.
7:50. Talk to Jay Young, watches the gas market for us. He'll join me after the 8:30 news here on News Radio WTAM 1100. Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Less this morning. We'll let Mike sleep in. Jim Jones, though, boy, he wants it. He's still up. We'll talk some Cavaliers. we'll talk some Cavaliers. I got to hand it to you. Now, you could have said, Bill, I need to rest, but you're up this morning, so.
Yeah. Well, my wife makes sure I get up. You know how that is.
I got you. All right, Cavs update brought to you by Huntington. If you need guidance on your money right now, talk to Huntington. Welcome. Al Pawlowski joining me as well. Jim in for Mike. Look, this road trip, Jim, we were worried about it the whole time, and sure enough, we should have been, because they just couldn't find a win anywhere.
No, they were struggling before they went on the road, and this struggle didn't just happen all of a sudden. It was progressively getting worse. I would say the most current problem was that the loss of Nance. You just don't realize how good he is until you miss him. You know, his size matchup, and then his ability to create offense for his teammates, and his overall defense, the steals and the deflections, all a fundamental part of what we do. Then we go on the road, and then it becomes worse because you're trying to make adjustments. And if you look at the winning percentages of the teams we played, it was going to be a tough road trip.
Hey, Jim, it's Al. Andre Drummond, of course, looks like he's going to be sitting out, until they make a trade. Your take on that situation, how much has this affected where the Cavaliers are right now?
No, it doesn't affect them at all. They just felt that it was best for them, based upon the play of Jared Allen and his age and everything, and it would be unfair to split the time and neither one would get enough minutes to improve their game or to keep their game together. This was a well thought out plan, and I appreciate it, and I know that Drummond does. You know, at least someone came to him and told him why his minutes were going to be cut and when, whatever. That is really rare in our league.
Yeah, some great points there, too. And you mentioned Jared Allen had another decent game last night, 13 points, 14 rebounds. How good can this kid be?
Well, I think as he gets stronger and as he increases his stamina, there's no telling how good he could be. You know, he's got great upper body strength. He has great timing. I like his demeanor. He doesn't get too upset about things. He stays pretty even. And his presence, that kind of mental presence, is a sign of strength for a young team, because Sexton is our go-to guy on offense, and Jared Allen is our go-to guy on defense. So I like that combination.
Golden State beat them last night, early this morning, 129-98. Now, Al, Wednesday, San Antonio, but Al, as we speak, there might be some question about that game at Rocket Mortgage. Al Pawlowski?
Yeah, right, Bill. Right, so tonight's game is canceled against the Pistons, so right. They might not play tomorrow night's game.
You just hope we can keep getting these games in, but this may be a problem on Wednesday. From what COVID is dealing with the with San Antonio.
Yeah, it's all part of the safety protocol. Yeah. You have to have a minimum of 8 players, and if you don't have 8 players, the league won't let you play, because then it becomes detrimental. You get guys playing 42 minutes. And then it can really be rough, especially if it's the second night of a back-to-back. So we just got to wait and see what the league decides.
All right, you get a little nap in today. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, buddy. Jim Jones on your Cavaliers News Radio, WTAM 1100, home of the Cavs. We're at 820.
Here's some breakfast for your brain.
Filling up this morning, $2.36 a gallon around here. Where are we at? Where are we going, though, on the price of gas? A guy that follows it and invests in it is founder, president of King Operating Corporation when it comes to oil and gas. I mentioned that Jay Young would join me. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bill?
Good, buddy. Hey, around Cleveland, we're down about a nickel over the last week. We're up like 40, 50 cents since mid-January. Where are we heading retail as far as gas goes? What's going on?
Well, unfortunate for, the people, we're going to see higher oil prices. We're going to see higher gas prices. You can Google right now, U.S. oil rigs that drill for oil, that's down. You can see U.S. production, that's down. And anytime you see oil prices coming down, you're going to see the price go up. It's basic, you know, 101 economics that I didn't do very good in college. My brother was a major in that, but you can see supply and demand. We're coming up in oil price, and when you do, it's going to have higher oil prices, and which is going to have a direct effect on gas prices.
Jay, weren't we a net exporter of oil recently?
We were a net exporter of oil that we couldn't refine in the United States. Let's make sure we understand. We need 20 million barrels a day in the United States. A little bit more than that. But let's just say round it up to 20 million.
Okay.
We were producing 13. Okay? Now this is where the big math comes in. Is now we're at 11 million a day. So even though we need 20, we can only refine a certain amount. Joe Barton here in Texas helped us export oil, which we were exporting the oil we don't need in the United States and we can't refine. So, but we don't need to get to that. We need to get to that level again. And I don't see it happening anytime soon because we don't have the oil. You know, with the federal lands and with the Keystone pipelines and with low oil prices, the institutions that drive the money that comes into the oil patch, you know, it costs $100 million a year to keep one rig running. And if you're several hundred rigs short, that's a lot of money.
And, Jay, it would seem that we change energy policy based on who's in the White House. And that's never good for long-term planning if you're in this business, right?
Exactly. And we're going to see green. We are going to see green. But it will affect some of the oil business, but it's not going to kill the oil business. We still need oil. I mean, oil is produced every day for plastics, lipstick. I mean, many more things. Only 38% of the oil that is manufactured goes to cars and the trucking industry. So we're still going to need oil, and we're not going to have it. And when we don't have it, you see, that's where the price is going to go up. I'm predicting $100 oil by the end of this year.
$100 a barrel puts, if we go to $100 a barrel, what am I going to pay at the pump then?
You're going to pay $4. You'll pay $3.50, $4. You did it before. You did it before, and unfortunately, you're going to have to do it again.
Jay Young on the gas and oil business this morning. Jay, I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Take care. 8:45. News Radio, WTAM 1100, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder.
Expanding the Wills and Snyder universe with expanded interviews. Hear the Wills and Snyder Show Gram podcast on our free iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, Terry Flotto up there, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Spent some time with Matt Bruning from ODOT this morning, too. And a couple there, trucks hit. Gotta watch out for them. Give them plenty of room. And Derek Meister, too, this morning, our geek at the Geek Squad on tech, more things your Echo and Alexa can do, including some games you might want to play with them, okay? All up on the Daily Wills and Snyder podcast on the iHeartRadio app. All right, Geraldo and Cleveland's up next. Triv after 3, this is Bill Wills. Thanks for being there. Back in the morning at 5. We'll sort through it, see what...